6:32 a.m. Broadcasting live from our studios on Music Row in Nashville, Tennessee. It is Education Tuesday because we are here with our very good friend, the president of Professional Educators of Tennessee, J.C. Bowman. We're talking about the governor's proposal, the Tennessee Investment in Student Achievement Act, TISA. These are acronyms. I'm always suspicious of all these acronyms. Where does this bill stand right now on the Capitol Hill in the Tennessee General Assembly?
Well, it's in finance in the House. It's expected to come out today.
So when you say it's expected to come out, it's to be reviewed by finance?
They will review it. They'll either leave some amendment. There's been some amendments added to the bill that make it more palatable, I think more worthwhile. And then you've got to see what the Senate's going to pass, and then the House will come back, and then they'll pass something.
So let's see. It's in the House Finance Committee right now.
Correct.
In the Senate, where does it stand?
Senate is probably it's on the floor, and it's going.
It's to, made it to the floor.
Yeah, and they do not have the same amendments that the House has.
This is a common story. When will the state Senate vote on it?
Well, they're going to vote, I think, either today, tomorrow, or at some point. As soon as the
this week, then it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like this week. And they may wrap up this week. I don't know that they come back next week or not.
I mean, the
legislature.
It may be over this week.
It could be over this week. So here's the thing is that it gets out of the House. The Senate will pass their version,
right.
And then what will happen is the House will try to probably, my guess, and the most people I've talked to, is that the Chairman White will move to conform and adopt the Senate version of it, which will not include the amendments that the House put on it.
You're talking about Chairman Mark White from the Memphis area.
Yes.
We've had him on the program. He's a friend.
He's a nice man.
Nice guy. We've pressed him on a couple things. Particularly having to do more with school choice and telling the U.S. Department of Education not to keep its money, and not try to pull strings here. He's actually been surprisingly open to that concept to us. This is a concept we keep pounding on and every time we talk with a member of the Tennessee General Assembly.
Well, this would probably be a year that you probably could have done some of this stuff and start disentangling some of the federal dollars, which I think actually frees up money for districts. I mean, there's a lot of requirements, Michael, that our state and district have put on them by taking federal dollars. There's a lot of accountability and checks and boxes.
You know, this is interesting that you mentioned J.C. Bowman, president of Professional Educators of Tennessee. I think, you know, generally speaking, when you look at the financing of public education, and I think it's the case here in Tennessee, K-12 public education typically is financed about 50%. Oh, when you look at all districts, about 50% by the state, 40% by the local governments, and about 10% by the federal government. Now, I've not done the study, but I've often thought that probably at least half of that federal money is tied up in compliance with federal rules. And you're suggesting that, maybe not a specific number, but you're suggesting that there's a lot of cost associated with complying with federal regulations to get that 10% of the money. Is that true?
Oh, that's absolute. I'm not sure we don't spend more than we receive. I mean, I think it's got to be close. I mean, you know, there's all the checks, balances, and boxes that we have to check off. That I think that it puts a lot of work on districts, particularly rural districts. Mm-hmm. These guys have to wear multiple hats.
Now, we need to find a think tank that will do that analysis. Are you familiar with anybody that's actually analyzed the cost of complying with these federal regulations to get the money?
Well, I think you've had Heritage in the past that have done
They've looked at that?
And they've found that the amount of money that's been spent, you've got to look at groups like Cato, Reason, some of those groups out there that would be willing to look at it.
So
Reason, in my opinion, has gotten into the tank. They're very supportive of all these ideas, which just fall in the face of 25 years of difference.
Reason, the libertarian group.
Yeah, out in California. So, you know, they've kind of
They've Californianized the libertarian approach.
They're all over this TISA bill. I mean, they're supporting it. Oh, they love it.
Reason loves it.
Yeah, and which has been kind
of interesting.
Have
they lost their reason?
Well, they suspect, and most people believe that in the end that this is going to lead to vouchers. Now, the governor has clearly said this is not a voucher bill. Now, he said that, and I go like, all right, well, if you say that's not the case, then put it in the bill. You know, whatever it needs to be done, you know, if you're going to say this is this, then I just, for truth and openness. So if you're going to say this is what this bill does, then say this is what this bill does and do it. And, you know, not trying to sneak things in and try to deceive people, because at the end of the day, you end up paying for that.
So let's talk about the bill, this particular bill, the TISA bill, Tennessee Investment in Student Achievement. It's going to be heard in the Tennessee House of Representatives Finance Committee today.
Correct.
You expect it will pass that committee today?
I do.
With some amendments?
I don't know that the amendments keep put on it. They've taken amendments off in the past, so it may be a move to take some off now, let the Senate take the rest off. There may be some to keep them on there. I mean, it's, you know, reading some of these, you never know what's going on, what happens overnight.
Yeah. So if this bill passes out of the Finance Committee today, as you expect it to, then it's ready to go to a floor vote. And then what you think is going to happen is the state Senate is going to pass a version of TISA, their own version, in the next couple days.
Very few amendments.
And then they'll send it over to the House. And you believe that the House is going to conform to the Senate version and pass it this week sometime, you think?
That's exactly what I think happened.
Okay. So what will the final votes be in the state Senate and the House on it?
Senate, probably 26 to probably 7. And 7 against, maybe less. I think in the House, it may be 60-40.
Interesting. Well, from what I know about this bill right now, I would absolutely vote against it, personally, not you.
Right.
I would vote against it because it is unclear how it's actually going to work, and it's giving another $1 billion to the schools here, and they haven't used it well so far. That would be my view on it.
If we could spend the time, if we quit worrying about elections, but we took the time to get this right, I think we could get it right. I think it's, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of questions, a lot more stuff we need to put into it. The way that you're going to come back and fix a bill that you've never seen implemented, that makes absolutely no sense at all. Pass the bill to find out what's in it. It made no sense when Obamacare passed. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense when TISA is going to pass.
Yeah, I agree.
You don't fix a bill after the airplane's taken off and it's flying. And again, I'm going to say this to the governor. If it's so great, when the hold harmless goes up, we know at least 28 districts are going to have to raise taxes.
Okay, now just stop here for a moment. 28 of the, but there are like 140 some odd.
146.
A district. It's called the LEA, the Local Education Administration, something like that. It's
Local
basically
education
county.
Agency, right.
Agency. It's basically the counties in most cases.
Or cities, right.
Or cities, so some special groups. There's 146 of them in the state. 28 of them are going to have to raise the local portion of tax?
Yes.
Explain that, and which of those, which 28 are going to have to do that?
Well, for one, probably you're looking at over in Cookeville, probably will have to raise taxes.
In Cookeville or the county?
Crossville. So that's,
Crossville.
And so that was
Is that a county? The county? What county?
Crossville is a city, so you're looking at
the city of Crossville.
But that is Cumberland County Schools.
Cumberland County Schools.
So they're not putting in enough money per equalization piece of this. Right now, the other aspect
of it. Hold it just a minute. Are you telling me that Cam Sexton's own district is going to, Speaker Cam Sexton, who, by the way, was on War Room with Stephen K. Bannon.
He did a good job.
I thought he did a great job. And, you know, by the way, you listen to him on Bannon and you understand why people are moving to Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
I want a guy like that, right? And he did a really good job of describing how they succeeded in redistricting, in changing the district, the fifth district, so that it went from a safe Democrat district to a likely Republican district, and doing it within the law. Bannon was very, you know, he was very impressed with what Speaker Sexton had accomplished there. Having said that, Speaker Sexton, I know you're listening. I'm going to say that this TISA bill that nobody really knows the details about is going to raise your area, the city of Crossville. Is it a city school district?
No, it's a county.
So the county there, Cumberland County, is going to be one of 28 county of these school districts around the state that's going to have to raise taxes because of the bill that's about to pass in the Tennessee General Assembly.
And let me qualify that, because we're not sure what amendments end up being added to or what's taken out of it between now to later. So, you know, again, we need another analysis of where that bill's at, what's going to pass, and what are we going to get.
What are the other districts that are going to have to raise taxes of the 20? Any of them come to mind?
Yeah, Metro Nashville.
Metro Nashville?
Yeah, they're going to... So yeah, that's
you buried the lead there.
Well, and that's why, That's why you've got Cooper, Mayor Cooper, Adrian Battle.
Why they're going to have to
they're
pay
opposing
more?
Yeah, absolutely.
How much more?
Oh,
I mean, they're already in trouble. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
it's a mess to begin
with. So welcome to tax increase, Nashville.
And send your thank you notes to Governor Bill Leach.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll be back with more. This is the Tennessee Star Report. He's J.C. Bowman. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.